latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spokesperson for the alternative Apatethi political group in Torrebieja believes that legal proceedings against the government team in relation to overspending on the construction of the municipal theatre highlights their lack of management of the municipality. Along with the PSUE in Los Verdes, Apatethi filed a complaint in September against the government for €3.5 million, which was paid to the company Nexo, now part of Acciona. The complaint supersedes a previous allegation in 2011 of €4.5 million being misspent, which Soler accepts, but still maintains that the money must be returned. Perhaps more worrying for the PP in Torrebieja is that a criminal corruption case such as this involves the current mayor, Eduardo Dolon, as well as former mayor and convicted criminal Pedro Hernandez Mateo, and councillors Joaquín Albaladeco, Loli Albaladeco, José Antonio Sánchez, Eduardo Gil Rebollo, Javier Montoro and Francisco Moreno. In the Partido Popular provincial conference last week, members of the PP were expected to sign a new agreement that if they were charged in a corruption case, they would resign from their posts. This notion was affirmed by the provincial president, José Siscar, in a radio interview after the conference, in which he was asked to confirm the status of the so-called red line against corruption. Siscar confirmed, "I don't know how many times we can repeat it. Anybody charged in a corruption case cannot stand for election." Should the members of the government of Torrebieja be charged, the PP there would be in the same position as Orihuela, whereas hardly any of the known politicians would be allowed to stand for election in May, under the anti-corruption rules that their own party is trying to enforce in a bid to clean up the party image.